That outraged Democratic leaders in Congress, who quickly accused Mr. Trump of retreating from more substantive action on gun control under political pressure. It took less than 3 hours for the president to back off his call for stronger background check legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, said in a statement, House Democrats passed such a measure in February, but the Republican-controlled Senate has not acted on it. Even some Republicans called on Monday for that blockade to end. Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Mike Braun of Indiana, and Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania all said a bill to expand background checks for gun purchases should be brought to a vote. Mr. Toomey and Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, separately called Mr. Trump to discuss the background checks bill that they drafted after the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012, only to see it fall to a filibuster. The president showed a willingness to work with us on the issue of strengthening background checks, the senator said in a joint statement. Mr. Trump's first comments made in early morning Twitter posts set some gun control advocates up for disappointment. Mr. Trump had spent the weekend at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, where he was thinly staffed as news of the shootings unfolded. Perusing the news in isolation, Mr. Trump tweeted several expressions of sympathy, along with more combative shots at the news media and his liberal critics. By Sunday night, when Jared Kushner, his son-in-law and senior advisor, joined him for his return to Washington, Mr. Trump's aides recognized that he needed to do more. Some advisors suggested that background checks would be an easy bipartisan measure to endorse, but Mr. Trump was uncertain. When early drafts of his remark began circulating, they did not mention background checks or immigration, according to two people briefed on them. So aides were startled to discover that the president, sitting in the White House residence, had posted a tweet linking the two issues. In a small meeting with Mr. Trump in his residence before the speech, several aides argued that the linkage was a mistake, and the president dropped both the immigration idea and the call for background checks from his prepared remarks. It was not immediately clear what other gun control proposals Mr. Trump had been referring to on Twitter. The House passed back-to-back bills on firearms soon after Democrats took control, voting in February to require background checks for all gun buyers, including those at gun shows and on the Internet, and to extend waiting periods for would-be gun buyers flagged by the existing instant check system.